You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Should we speak with Brandon Jay on our show? Two men and a nut. Brandon.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Yeah.
I've been listening to you guys for a while. I haven't called in, and I just wanted to talk to Emily for a second. Sweetheart.
Am I in trouble?
Sweetheart.
No.
Don't call me
sweetheart. But quit watching the 50 Shades and stuff like that, because honestly, you're going to be very, very alone if you continue to think the world works that way. You're not going to find a guy like that. Just lower your expectations. And a nice fella that'll treat you good, and you might have a good life and stuff. Because that is the most retarded stuff I've ever seen. I tried to watch part of one of those movies. And it's a comedy. It is absolute ridiculous.
Listen, Brandon, if you've listened to the show, I've explained this. I read those books, and I've got to finish this out to the end.
Read
I've got to see it to the end.
Or read the Bible. Read a like a
they don't talk about those things in the Bible in that
Harry
manner.
Potter, because it's a lot better. That's garbage. It's absolute nonsense.
It is horribly written. It is horribly written. I will tell you that. It is horribly written. But it's a compelling story.
It's not compelling. It's retarded. That's the two opposite sides of the spectrum. Please, I'm trying to help you.
I have a lost cause, Brandon.
Great wit in your food. I've seen your picture.
Oh,
for Pete's sake, it's so stupid. And she's stupid, and he's even stupider. I've got to be dark and mysterious. No, he's got so much money, he can do whatever he wants. Is he going to date her for real? No.
God.
But, I mean, okay. I'm sorry. I just had to say it.
Call of the week.
I was just going to say, this is one of the best calls of the year.
Yeah, I might call y'all more often, man.
Please do.
I can't hold it in anymore, dude.
I can't hold it in anymore.
It's just absolute nonsense. Oh, his name is great. Who cares? You know, go get some dinner and a nice bit of seafood, whatever the seafood bistro or whatever it's called.
Well, I can't wait, Brandon, to give you a review tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'll save it. Just go on the internet. There's tons
she'll
of that
do the
stuff
review.
Free, and you can cut out all the garbage.
If she goes see that movie tonight, she'll tell you, give the review around this.
Oh, it turns out they really deeply love each other. Right. But see, I'm 13 years in marriage like I've been. 50 shades of suppressed anger. And anger. 50 years of 50 shades of this. Yeah, 13 years of garbage. Just find somebody you could talk to and hang out with and not want to kill each other. I just don't want you to die alone. Those cats can give you a disease, by the way, that'll make you crazy. So make sure you clean those litter boxes, okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I apologize, guys, but I love your show. I would like to see everyone on the way to work. And, for Pete's sake, please save it. Save your money. Go buy yourself an outfit or something instead of a ticket and a Coke and a giant popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Not worth it, man. I say it because I love you, man. Okay.
Love this call.
You went from call of the week to call of the year to maybe the best call ever to this
to being featured on our Abby presentation.
Yes,
next
thank
year.
You, guys. Absolutely.
Hey, I love you guys, man. And, keep it real. And Emily, I'm serious now. Think about what I said. I'm kidding, but I'm not. Okay?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I know the litter box has to be cleaned or I'll go
crazy.
Don't
get that amoeba in your brain or you'll start thinking you're a cat, too. All right. Y'all be cool.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news. Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The suspected school shooter in Florida has been moved. 19-year-old expelled former student Nicholas Cruz, suspected of murdering 17 people, taken a short while ago to Broward County Jail after being interrogated for more than 12 hours.
The sheriff has also told us they have looked at his social media posts. They've seen photos of guns and of different things that are violent on his social media posts. Those have since been deleted.
Rebecca Vargas with Fox affiliate WSVN. Overnight, the investigation continuing at the scene of the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
And also at a mobile home park that's about 30 minutes away. A neighbor in the area said police told him it was some kind of explosive at one of the homes.
Fox's Todd Pyro. And in South Korea, Team USA picks up another gold, Michaela Schifrin in the women's giant slalom. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Olympic curlers, while other Olympic athletes pushed the limits of human endurance by going faster or farther than anyone else in history, you push a big flat rock across the ice while wearing your street shoes. An act so humble would normally be too humiliating for any Olympian to endure. But not you, oh master of the unremarkable. The guts it must have taken to tell your spouse, "I'm training for the Olympics. I'm going to be a curler." With no possibility of endorsement deals or the pressure of going pro, you bravely add untold insult to injury by blazing a path for that sliding rock with the ultimate symbol of your athletic dominance, a broom. And what's even more impressive, none of us know why. Does it make the rock slide faster? Does it make it go left and right? Or are you just a clean freak? Either way, you're a shining example of Olympic glory. And it's clear that you don't need a medal to tell the world what we already know. You're a winner. Curl on. Curl on.
When choosing a morning radio show, you don't want one that's going to be gone with the wind. You want one that's going to be there next week, next month, and next year. You want professionals like Greg Budell.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Damn!
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 Jay Scott.
The situation's very simple. The Yankees can't fight and we can.
Emily Hayes.
You can't show your bosom for 3 o'clock.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
He's one of the best shots in the country, as he's proved a number of times. Against steadier hands and cooler heads than yours.
Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on News Talk 93.1. It's three men and a lady.
And God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
Rich Thomas will be back tomorrow morning, but Emily's out today.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Share your angst. It all began yesterday when she suddenly, for no apparent reason, began speaking in French. I think she just said it's time for the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Areas of dense fog could slow you down this morning. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy day. A few sun breaks from time to time. Very warm for February. High in the upper 70s today. Slight chance of showers tonight. Otherwise, look for some patchy fog late. Low 63. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Very warm. Up near 80, which will be close to a record tomorrow. Could be a stray shower around. Rain chances are small Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's high around 77. Then more scattered showers on Saturday night. Not quite as warm Sunday, high 72. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and a lot more. Get it in the App Store today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now that we know that Emily can speak French, I think I found the perfect boyfriend for her.
Vous allez bon temps roulé.
My little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No?
So Jay is here.
You and me just going to make it a consistent week, are we?
What a week. But joining us, because I got this news last night at Bomb Hours, and guess who I was standing next to? The much beloved and glorious, making his morning show debut.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. It's good to be here amongst you guys.
There's a lot of weirdness to talk about, and for some reason, Terry, when there's something unusual, I was listening to the end of Coast to Coast. Mm-hmm. I broke a rule and dropped a couple of sound effects in
it's
there
okay.
when
it's
they
okay.
were inferring that the big bankers shot Lincoln. Never heard that one before.
Oh, yeah, the greenbacks, yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff. The school shooting yesterday was it's another unbelievable tragedy. I have a good friend who has been teaching at that school for over 20 years. And I tried to get a hold of her yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wanted to find out first she was okay. When I went to her Facebook page, she had a post up, yes, I'm fine. And there were a couple of hundred responses to that post from students and stuff. And in reading those individual reactions, that's where you really got a feel for what they were going through at that school yesterday. But I have not heard back from her. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, A, there's two possibilities. Knowing her, she just can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the school board has said nobody discusses this with the media without consent.
Yeah, probably both.
Yeah.
A little of both.
I would think.
Yeah.
And they got the guy. And we don't really, what we know about him is that apparently he was adopted. I've seen all kinds of stuff online connecting him from everything to ISIS to DACA to mm-hmm. whatever. His parents are both dead. And once again, the one thing that jumped out at me is that there were people saying, oh, we knew this was coming. This is no surprise to people that knew him that they expected him to do something crazy like this. Huh. We hear this so many times.
Every time.
After one of these events happens, the people that were close or knew him well enough to have an opinion say, no surprise at all that this guy did this. So how do you form a system where, because you don't want to turn in innocent people, that could be abused. But on the other hand,
right. Hey,
keep an eye on this guy. You know,
yeah, exactly.
You think he's going to snap. He's showing all the symptoms of somebody who could pull off a horrible stunt like this.
Well, Greg, sadly enough, you know, the police are more reactive. They're not proactive. Until a crime's committed, there's really nothing they can do.
Well, you know that as much as anybody.
Yeah,
well,
no,
by the way, have you been broken into this week?
No, not this week, not yet.
That's amazing.
The week is still young.
I don't want to say.
We'll know in the fullness of time.
We don't want to give anybody any ideas.
No, we don't.
So here's sometimes at this hour, I like to preview one of our potential Morning Maroon nominees.
Oh, sure.
You know, there's a school of people in radio, Jay, that think that, hey, if I'm outrageous, I'll be popular and people will talk about me and I'll get big ratings. Have you ever heard of Barstool Sports?
No. Wait a second. Sounds familiar.
I know it's carried, some of it is carried on Sirius.
Oh, well then no. I've never heard of that. Okay.
And I suppose the concept is, mm-hmm. it sounds, pull that a little bit closer, please.
Okay.
The concept is it's supposed to sound like people talking about sports in a bar, but it sounds more like stool samples sports to me, because they're all just trying to one-up each other. And yesterday, somebody one-upped just a little too far.
Me personally, I'm on Twitter. I see Khloe Kim. I'm thinking Khloe Kardashian, Kim. I don't want to deal with that. So I missed out on the whole Khloe Kim thing. But it's a good story. She's into it. A little kid seems, I mean, it's, I'm inspired by it.
Yeah, Khloe Kim, famous for riding a very different board than Kim Kardashian.
There you go.
That's no doubt. And in fact, just to keep it on that tip, her 18th birthday is April 23rd, and the countdown is on, baby, because I got my Wooderson going. That's what I like about them high school girls. Man, she's
I love it, Pecan. I'm right there with you.
She's fine as hell. If she was 18, you wouldn't be ashamed to say that she's a little hot piece of ass.
She's cute.
And she is. She is adorable. I'm a huge Khloe Kim fan. Whoa. And then, that's it. Khloe Kim.
Boner pill?
Poof. He did say that she's
adorable.
But shortly after making that comment, the boss showed up.
You're fired.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just am amazed at the people that get in the business and have no filter whatsoever for where the line is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
We push it here from time to time, but the only time I ever really got in trouble for something I said, you would have had to... I'll tell you what, I had a character on my show in South Florida, and Mr. Friendly. And Mr. Friendly was very mean.
Okay.
And he was sucking up to my news guy, Jeff. And he says, "I like that shirt." And I said, "You left one letter too many in that comment." And my boss went ballistic. "Whoa, don't you realize?" That was the guy.
Just the inference?
Yeah. He had to figure it out to understand what I meant. And I thought, man,
that's not right.
I thought that would fly right over most people's heads, and I certainly didn't come close to saying the word.
No,
for goodness sake.
No, that's ridiculous.
It is 16 minutes after 6. That's coming up next. We've got a brand new things that Emily said, courtesy of Rusty Aldrich. That'll be coming up in a little bit. So we're going to keep her presence on the show. You've made these long flights. By the way, I got bad news for you.
What's up?
What's that?
I said, what's up? I didn't say what's up. I said, what's up? I know. I've been here. No. Good nope.
I got bad news for you.
What is it?
That's negative information of a...
you just have that right there that you can play anytime you want.
We have had Steve Duro, a tax guy, on yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
Starting with this year's taxes, not last year's, the ones you're filing, but this year's, you will no longer be able to deduct expenses related to in-game chat.
Oh, really?
Right.
Starting with this year's or next year? Or I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The taxes that I file next year,
yeah,
I won't be able to. Really?
And I wanted to give you a heads up on that in case it affects you. Now, keep in mind, they're probably going to cut... In fact, I want to find out right now, because this is the one day I can see precisely how this tax cut affected me. And everybody is dying to find out, right? Okay. I want to see what my actual crumbs are. I couldn't figure it out from the last paycheck because there's other stuff in there. And now I can learn exactly how much the president has put back in my pocket. Stand by for crumbs.
Here we go.
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing. Are you serious?
Yeah, something's not right.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on one second. Okay. No. Nothing. I've been looking forward to this for like a month.
That's weird.
Still curious about next year's taxes.
Yeah, well.
So you're not going to be able to do the things that you do.
Let's say I needed to replace these headphones.
Yeah.
I would not be able to write that off as an expense, even though I only use them here.
Yeah.
And that category is stuff, non-reimbursable expenses. Now, businesses are going to come up with plans because sales folk, you know, they have mileage.
Right.
All of that goes out the window with this tax cut.
Hmm.
So it's going to compel people to find different ways or be more creative or mindful.
Wow.
So I just thought I'd... Not to say, I didn't want to bring your day up on a downer.
No, it's fine.
As long as I've done that, this is this is an audio. This you made these long flights. That's what got me onto the tax.
Yeah, info I have. For you. Nothing ever, like what he's gone through. What Rich has gone through, though.
Oh, he's back.
I know. 14-hour flights. That's ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Have you ever been stuck next to a screaming kid?
I've experienced it all through, as far as flights are concerned, yes, but I've been stuck next to screaming kids in all manners of life.
They are everywhere.
Sometimes in the afternoon. this is an audio of a kid. This is on a flight from Lufthansa from Germany.
Germany?
To Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, my God. That's a long flight.
Now, what you're going to hear here is this kid, and he sounds demonic. And we figured out, how can we make great use of a kid that sounds that way? Listen.
Let's get up, honey.
8 hours of this.
Let me get his iPad against the Wi-Fi going.
Oh, wow.
What'd you think of that, huh? How about that?
You're brilliant.
Appreciate the compliment. All right, among other things you're going to learn this morning are the rules of curling.
Ooh.
Everybody talks about it. It's the one sport that, whether you find it interesting or not, people discuss. And we have the specific rules set to music.
There's rules?
Yeah, believe it or not. They're not just sweeping for no good reason. So we have that coming up for you this morning. I've got the timeline. I'm going to do my very best. This will be my final timeline before Rich returns. So, again, please treat me with all the respect that you would, for example, a substitute teacher.
You suck, and yet you keep returning.
Not after tomorrow. I'll be sitting here enjoying Rich do his thing. 6:22. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's David.
Hey, David.
What's up?
How you guys doing?
You're all right. Oh, by the way, there's a wreck on 85 northbound at the Wah.
Oh, really?
Exit. Yes.
No surprise there. It's probably the log truck that flew by me on the way out to East Chase on 85, dragging a log chain behind it that was breaking apart, and one of the chains hit my truck.
This morning?
Yes, like 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going along, and all of a sudden he flies by me with a log chain bouncing up and down behind him on the pavement.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It breaks off and hits my truck.
Holy cow.
So, yeah, that's how I started my day. Hey, I don't know how it is, but like every time my wife and I go out to eat or travel somewhere, like on a flight or anything, we always end up with a screaming kid close to us. It's like my wife just looks at me and rolls her eyes and says, "It's your curse. It just follows you everywhere you go."
I have never been on a flight where a kid screamed for the entire duration, like this flight from Germany to Newark. That kid was doing that for the entire flight. The worst thing, though, I ever had, there was a lady, you know, here's the thing. They won't let you smoke on a plane anymore, but they'll let you get hammered, to the gills and get on. And I had to listen to a drunken woman sing for 2 hours, and she sounded like two cats having sex. It was awful. Oh, my God. It was just horrible.
Oh, hey, I got one as funny as that. I was, when my wife and I, when we were still dating, I was flying, I think, up to Boston to visit her.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the flight here in Montgomery, and this attractive blonde woman, she was probably 5-6 years older than me, was sitting next to me, and she's sitting there. You could tell she'd been drinking already.
Oh.
And she's ordering drinks as we're there on the flight, getting hammered, more and more hammered as we're on our way up to Boston. And lo and behold, I find out that she's an IRS agent.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I mean, literally, she was draped over me. I mean, she's got her head on my shoulder. She's got her arm wrapped around my waist.
What were you doing, singing Paul Anka songs on the plane? Put your head on my shoulder.
Yeah. So, anyway, hey, you guys have a great one.
Thanks, David. Here's another David. David S.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Good
morning.
I'm wondering what might be worse. You know, you used to be able to smoke cigarettes on airplanes.
Mm-hmm. And oh, as soon as the landing gear retracted, the light came on and I was lit.
I flew from Amsterdam to Atlanta, and my seat was the first seat in the no-smoking area. The lady in front of me smoked a carton of cigarettes on that flight. Oh, my God.
I think that's one reason why we see all this aberrant airport behavior now. People are wired up because of TSA and getting wands up their rear ends and everything else. I'd be ticked off, too. Mm-hmm. Then you got to sit on a plane for it. That's why I'll never fly again. It's not fun.
And the bonus was on that flight, there also was a kid who would not settle his butt down.
What a surprise.
I got a double dose all the way from Amsterdam.
Wow.
Well, we appreciate the call and the story, man. It's good stuff.
Have a great day.
All right. Coming up at 7 o'clock, JLA Random Facts. Following that, a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. Ooh. We will also, I think we'll do a conundrum this morning, although we have other options on the table. I just haven't decided. I will also be your substitute teacher for the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting coming up and show you, future broadcasters, how to be creative on the radio.
Cool.
All of that just ahead. Our thanks to Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka for their support of our show in the morning and the afternoon. Folks that are dedicated to restoring choices to lives that have been dramatically affected in the blink of an eye. Everything could be different. We've heard the stories. What they do is they step in, assess the situation, and begin the process of restoring choices and safety to people's lives so that, for example, it could be a temporary or permanent lack of mobility. They go into the home and make sure that their client can safely navigate the home. They can install ramps, rails for wheelchairs. They can put a chairlift in so the person doesn't have to sell the house that they love. If they want to stay there, Gulf States Mobility helps make that possible. They've also put people back on the road with choices like the MV1, which, thanks to voice command technologies, has become a vehicle that people who thought they'd never drive again can now set their own schedule. And that's of major importance to people who have had all their choices robbed by a cruel twist of fate, to be able to take control of their own schedule and not have to feel dependent makes all the difference in the world. Gulf States Mobility, they're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. We always suggest, in appreciation of your own ability to go where you want to go, when you want to go, look them up on Facebook and like them. At 627, the temperature is
62.
Only missed by 7.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. Federal appeals court says the execution of Doyle Lee Ham can go forward. Now, Ham is arguing that it would be cruel to put him to death by lethal injection because lymphoma and hepatitis C has damaged his veins. Ham was convicted of the 87 murder of a hotel clerk, Patrick Cunningham. A three-judge panel did, however, say an independent medical expert should review Ham's condition immediately. Authorities are looking for suspects involved in at least 40 storage unit burglaries. Blue Dodge Ram 1500 with a missing front bumper is seen on security surveillance leaving AAA mini storage. Now, if you have any knowledge of the burglaries or this pickup truck, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And a Millbrook man has been charged with felony possession of child pornography. Michael Patrick Kaler, age 28, arrested on February 8th. He is in the Elmore County Jail on a $30,000 bond. That's Headlines. I'm Wendell Judd.
Today is Thursday.
I figured this might be a more gentle way to start off the day.
Thursday.
TGIT.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
Brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful on 85 northbound up around the Pike Road exit. A truck has run off in the median and gotten stuck, and they're trying to get it out, and the road will be closed there until they get that done. Again, that's on 85 northbound, right at the 16-mile marker. So be careful there, and be careful in all this fog. It's very foggy in places out there this morning. Interstate systems other than 85 northbound look pretty good. Don't see anything on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway to give you any trouble. You can get a new 2018 Toyota Camry, the new body style, starting at $345 per month with no money down. Sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, the better way to buy. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Thursday. We've already started drinking. Have you?
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for their rewards club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Crack don't smoke itself. Why did you make a fist? Why are you making fists? Y'all, I was drunk off my face. It always makes anything 10 times better. I am freaking losing my mind. I really think that I'm about to have some kind of breakdown. I will give up whiskey for Lent. I like bourbon. Nice way to lead off, Jay. Your face is about to be real rosy when I punch it. Don't tried to make me feel better with a cheeseburger.
Yay!
There's a reason that I'm still single. I dated a 21-year-old when I was 31, so last year, and that's just, it's too much.
I mean, I think I'm pretty freaking awesome. I'm very, very independent, and I've found that sometimes that doesn't work.
I'm just going to be quiet now.
It's for the best.
The timeline for the 15th of February. I'm your substitute host, Greg Budell. The
adorable
Rich Thomas will be back tomorrow. It's not a long timeline today. This date, 1764, the great city of St. Louis was established in Missouri as a French trading post. It was a very critical city, sort of the, what's the word I'm looking at? When people were going from east to west in the days of pioneers and making it out to California, St. Louis was the gateway, which is why they call that big freaking arch the Gateway Arch. It was one of the top 10 largest cities in America for many years.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So the growth of California until 1958, it was the westernmost city in Major League Baseball. What do we know St. Louis for today?
Get up, start your day, hey, hey, in the cheerful St. Louis way.
Okay, let's just plow through this. How was your weekend, Jenny?
Spend it holding a fireplace poker and protecting my property. So why don't we skip the chit-chat and talk about some weekend events?
Enrollment is open for the annual 5K holiday fun run. If you're looking for a good jog, it's being called the most superior race in town. Now,
downtown on December 9th, the Blackies are performing. I'm sorry, the Black Keys. I'm truly sorry.
I'm going to continue speaking quickly so I don't think about that moment.
Oh, I just thought of someone that's not us. Let's go to Trisha Darby with a traffic report. Trisha, how's the traffic out there?
Bad.
This just into the News Talk newsroom.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I'm here to assure listener David that the accident he reported, or that we talked about on northbound 85 at Wah, it did not involve that logging truck that was spinning chains at your car. And east of the Rockies called in and said, Highway 14 westbound by the NTEC, there's a wreck there that's backing things up. So we'll check in with the traffic dungeon shortly. On this date, 1950, Walt Disney's Cinderella opened in theaters for the first time.
Aww.
It cost $3 million to make. If the movie had bombed, Disney Studios would have gone bankrupt and closed.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I've heard that.
Nat King Cole passed away on this day 53 years ago in 1965.
Wow.
His death really did a number on daughter Natalie Cole, because following his passing, she turned into a heroin addict and even was a prostitute for a while before she pulled it together. But one of the greatest videos ever made was that one she made with her dad after she got her life together. It's one of my all-time favorites. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Because it was on this date, 1969, the year the earth stood still. Mm-hmm. The number one song was this one. People come in all shapes and sizes, and I can see them all from here through my everyday peephole.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The preacher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
All right, today's lesson, when you think you're being clever, don't count on anybody else to notice because they're busy doing their own thing.
Well said, sir. That's very, very true.
See, I can see you all through my everyday peephole.
Oh, I got your joke.
Yeah. It's nice.
I got
clever use of words there, sir.
You suck. And yet you keep returning.
But then the music happened, and I got into the music.
Oh, yeah. And isn't it great that America's embraced the message in that song?
Oh, yeah.
The butcher, the baker, everybody, people of all colors, that we're all living in harmony now.
Yeah.
Well, we were making progress in the 70s. Doubt about it. Speaking of the 70s, in 1979, Saturday Night Fever won a Grammy for Album of the Year. Bee Gees took home awards for Best Pop Group, Best Arrangement for Voices on Staying Alive. But it was Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are that won Record and Song of the Year. And I'll be just fine if I never hear that song again.
Well, you know, the bad thing, Greg, about the Bee Gees is disco really ruined their reputation. They were a great band prior to disco.
Well, see, I liked disco in the 70s because at least it was whatever this European beat crap is today. Yeah. I'm sorry, you know, that computer-generated dance music.
Yeah.
That makes you go deaf. But the Bee Gees were at least melodic. You know, even your parents could kind of...
Yeah, they were good with harmonies and stuff. But, you know, prior music was pretty good.
Well, you can't tell that we were pretty on top. We are older now. You're a king to walk. We may be wrinkled and worn, but we're trying to get a career reborn. It's all right. It's okay. We really use the Bee Gees name. We still have a lot of fans at retirement homes doing one-night stands. Every bone creaks and all depends late when we're singing this high.
See, not so bad compared to some of the stuff that followed it. I think my appreciation for disco grew later. Not so much as it was happening. I had to play it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how I augmented my income.
Well, sure.
And then, hey, there was nothing more fun than showing up at a club at 8 o'clock and staying there till 2 a.m. And every other song had to be a Bee Gees there for a while because they were just that popular.
Yes, they were.
1979, Jeffrey Dahmer found guilty on this date. In 1992, that's it for the timeline.
Wow.
Like I said, very short. Birthdays today. Let's see who we know. Omarosa. Omarosa. Whatever her name is. Do we care?
No.
She's 44. Christopher McDonald is no relation to Michael, but he is 63. He's Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, Shooter.
Jane Seymour, perhaps the most generic actress in history. And also dubbed Queen of the Miniseries.
Hmm.
When the miniseries was big in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Like, in fact, they were reshowing Roots over the weekend on IFC.
Of course they were.
She was in so many of those.
Yep, Richard Chamberlain would have to be the male version of her.
And then she was in that show where she was like a doctor on the prairie or something like that.
Yeah.
And sad to say it, this guy would have been 54 today.
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
So I think to celebrate him, we got to play the Paul McCartney interview from Saturday Night Live.
Of course.
How could you not?
I know.
All right, that's your timeline.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up.
Yet another traffic situation this morning. Here's K-Rod.
Hey, I don't know if it's one that's been called in or not. Highway 14, Hillfoot, just past Walmart, if you're headed to the interstate, there's an accident that's taken up all three travel lanes. So
wow.
To get through there, they're putting people in the turn lane.
Now, we did mention that accident a few minutes back, but we didn't know it was blocking all westbound lanes.
Everything headed to the interstate just past Walmart. They're having to push you into the turn lane. So
how many vehicles can you tell?
It was only two, but one of them's turned sideways, and it's not moving. I guess they're just waiting on tow trucks right now. There's plenty of cops there.
Okay. We appreciate the heads up.
Yes, sir.
I know Rick is in the traffic dungeon. our buddy Mr.
Waka Waka
will be here with an update in just a couple of minutes.
Waka Waka.
Later on this morning, you'll find out a way you can lose weight without dieting.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it works. And I brought, I went to Infusion yesterday and I got Rich a present there.
What is that?
Glutathione.
Ooh, I've heard about that. That's good stuff.
Drop that off after the show. It is 6:43. Coming up also, we'll have the rules of curling. I think we'll do the Chris Farley McCartney thing before we do the cheap and trashy today. And by the way, Jay, I do have Star Wars news.
Oh?
Yes, you know that if you listen to the cheap and trashy, you're going to get whatever the latest Star... Oh, I'm sorry.
Star Trek?
Which one is Han Solo in?
Star Wars.
Yeah, it's the latest Star Wars.
We are on top of it here.
We are on yes. top of it. On top of the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Areas of dense fog could slow you down this morning. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy day. A few sun breaks from time to time. Very warm for February. High in the upper 70s today. Slight chance of showers tonight. Otherwise, look for some patchy fog late. Low 63. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Very warm. Up near 80, which will be close to a record tomorrow. Could be a stray shower around. Rain chances are small Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's high around 77. Then more scattered showers on Saturday night. Not quite as warm Sunday, high 72. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and a lot more. Get it in the App Store today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's been like the fourth consecutive weekend with rain.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. We're in that pattern. Oh, and speaking of not only having the latest on Star Wars, the latest on Walking Dead.
Okay.
Am I building up my street cred with you here?
You are, yeah. No.
Anybody believe it?
No.
I didn't think so. I told Emily yesterday, I said, Emily, you need to go see Dr. Jeff Pasley.
What does that mean?
That means that...
that the good times roll.
She's not going to see the doctor.
He's really good at what he does. Dr. Pasley is a chiropractor. I don't... This goes way back. This may even predate your first days on the morning show. But something happened in here. I don't know how I did it, but I was just like... I had something going on that was... I couldn't raise my right arm. It was... It almost felt like a heart attack at first. But after I realized I wasn't dead... and I had, and Dr. Pasley had come in. We had met him on the show, actually, sidekicked with us a couple of afternoons. And my guy had moved way up to Wetumpka. So I called him. I literally, can I come in today? Really have a, he said, sure. And I went straight up there from the radio station, and I walked out of there an hour later, cured.
Wow.
A good chiropractor can help you with pain. Almost immediately. There's so many different situations where, you know, you don't know what caused the discomfort, but it's definitely there, and it's you hurt to the point where it's distracting. So I don't have his number handy, but his name is spelled P-A-S-L-E-Y. He's in Millbrook on Highway 14. And he is really, really good at what he does. So the next time you need a chiropractor, remember, Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's, now located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Diamonds come in all kinds of shapes. There's cushion cut, there's round cut, there's radiant cut, there's oval cuts. There's so many cuts. Let us lay it out on the table and make it real simple for you. Let us show you our Forever Mark diamonds. Let us show you the best possible diamonds, the brightest diamonds, for the least amount of money. You heard me. You're going to see the best, prettiest diamonds for the least amount of money at Marguerite's. That's what we specialize in. And we carry the inventory, so we'll lay it out so it's very simple to understand. Come visit us at our new Cornerstone Shops.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Continue to use caution and try to avoid the area of 85 northbound around the 16-mile marker. If you can find a way around that on Highway 80, probably your best bet. Things are backing up there pretty bad. Where the 18-wheeler is in the median and they're trying to get it out, try to avoid that area if you can. We have another accident here Highway 14 in front of Walmart in Millbrook in the westbound lanes. That accident just happened a few moments ago. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenum State. Register, get your financial assistance started now. Trenum State, the college for real careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
JD, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are y'all?
All right. What's up?
Good.
I was going to share a little something for y'all. It was probably about 6 months ago, I pulled something in my back and wound up having a muscle knotted up underneath my shoulder blade.
Oof.
That was causing me, and literally my wife and I couldn't believe it. I was having a migraine every day, every other day, to where I couldn't move, I couldn't drive, I couldn't do nothing. And when you run through a week having about 5, 6, 7, 8 migraines, it's unbearable. But Dr. Paisley picked me up. That when y'all talk about him, y'all absolutely speak the truth. The dude is a miracle worker.
He's good. He's very good.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. Y'all were talking about him this morning, and I'm gonna tell you what, he's pretty outstanding.
We really appreciate that. We love it when people call up and give us a personal experience with any of our sponsors, and it's not that I don't think people take my word for something, but yeah, that's great to hear. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
All right, couple of accident situations. Northbound 85, and we'll get an update from Rick in just a minute. Northbound 85 at the Wah exit is all screwed up. And Highway 14 westbound by the NTEC. Last we heard, just a few minutes back, almost the entire road was blocked by two vehicles that were in a wreck. And things are going to be slow there for a while. But the last report we had was fairly optimistic. Oh, it's a note from Emily. She sent us a. How do you say this in French?
Bonjour, bon temps, relais.
She says she misses us.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that sweet?
All right, it is 6:53. May as well go to the cheap and traffic.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. The picture. Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:53, we take great pride in being the first to tell you the latest about shows like The Walking Dead or movies like Star Wars. Jay, did you know that The Walking Dead will have its first naked zombie?
No. Wasn't really on my wish list.
It's going to happen during the second half of season 8.
Okay.
And speculation is it's not going to, it's just going to be, let me quote from the story here. Doesn't mean we'll see the zombie from the front. We're getting hyped up for a disappointing pair of rotting butt cheeks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Again, wasn't high on my wish list.
Yeah, I can see why.
Wow, that is a disturbing
image. I never saw the zombies and thought, boy, that one would sure look good naked.
Somebody.
Good point.
All right, let's move along here.
Yeah.
Here's the Star Wars movies, the Solo film that's coming out.
Right.
The Millennium Falcon looks a lot different.
Oh, yes, it does.
And there isn't. Do you know why?
They're supposed to explain that.
In the movie?
Yes.
Okay. There's a story that I was too lazy to click the link.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
All right. In Indian news. No, not that kind of Indian.
India.
The country.
Yes.
Pierce Brosnan could be facing 2 years in jail there.
Uh-oh.
For doing. See, it's against the law to advertise tobacco there. In any way, shape, or form, Brosnan did a commercial that promotes a product commonly associated with chewing tobacco. Police say if he doesn't respond, he could face 2 years in prison and a $78 fine.
$78?
Now, if you got a choice between 2 years in prison or a $78
fine.
Gee, let me think.
Let's see. Yeah, more charges against Scott Baio. Who cares? If you saw 50 Shades of Greed...
Yay, fun!
There's a scene in the movie apparently involving ice cream, and doctors recommend that you don't try what they show in the film.
Oh, we'll have to ask Emily about that.
She's on her way to the doctor. That was that ding you just
heard. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Emily ding.
Here's, I can share this with Joey this afternoon. You can buy a co-writing credit on a Prince song for a mere $490,000.
Is that all?
Yep. There's going to be a movie about Dr. Seuss. Who do you think's going to play him? Who plays everybody?
Tom Hanks.
Jay wins.
I got it.
Tom Hanks. He's been an astronaut. What was the? Oh, he's been.
He's been Disney.
He's been a pilot.
He was. Oh God, I didn't like him in the Disney movie at all.
Yeah, I know.
What's the other one he just did? Oh, The Post. Tom, you know. Cool it for a while.
Hanks Overload.
Do a movie where you're so made up we don't even know it's you. That would be much appreciated. That's pretty much it for the Cheap and Trashy today. We did promise we would play. Let me see what kind of time I got here at the end of the hour. At some point this morning, I'm going to play that. Chris, since it would have been Chris Farley's 54th birthday today, mm-hmm. I want to play that interview he did with Paul McCartney, that little skit he used to
do. That and breaking out the El Nino wouldn't be bad.
Hey, there's a good idea for a quickie. Thank you very much.
For a quickie.
Yeah, because we're kind of limited on time. Here's another memorable Farley moment.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy El Nino. For those of you who don't habla Espanol, El Nino is Spanish for... The Nino.
For those of you who have seen curling during the Winter Olympics, we have the official explanation with all the rules and regulations set to music. It'll make it a fun way to learn something. I want to thank everybody that came up to Baumhauer's last night to celebrate Valentine's Day with us. That was great.
It was.
Nice turnout. Lots of happy couples. Mm-hmm. And a few very good-looking singles, I might add. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Any matchmaking go on last night?
You know? I didn't. None that I saw.
No?
None that was overt. You never know.
This is true.
At 6:57. Oh man, I have nothing for February 15th today. This is a disaster. You know, I may. Got something about the day after Valentine's Day, that being today, that we can play in just a moment. A reminder that Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK should be the only place you consider if you would like to have your vision restored. Wouldn't it be great We take it for granted while we have it. And then the day comes when our arms aren't long enough, and then we realize, I got to get glasses. It's a sad day. But for some, the answer is in a simple LASIK procedure that can restore the HD vision you enjoyed in the prime of your youth. Unfortunately, LASIK will not resolve all vision issues. So the first step, if you're interested, is to call Montgomery Eye Physicians at 272-2020, make an appointment, and see the refractive surgery counselor. It takes just a few minutes. You could do it on a lunch break. They run a tight ship over there, so when you make an appointment, they respect your time and you're seen at the time scheduled, and then they determine whether or not LASIK will work for you. There's no charge for this at all. And nobody's going to press you to make an immediate decision. But think about it. The chance to open your eyes and have everything come into focus crystal clear like it did in the good old days. 272-2020, you can learn more about LASIK and Dr. Swan and Shin, two of the best in the country, by visiting them online at onlinemep.com or getlasik.me.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car.